I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk. As the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
Johnny, won't you tie my running shoes? I can't touch my toes, so won't you tie my running shoes?
On WAAF.
Enough of the shoe thing. That was proven to be excessive exaggeration by listeners and by Danielle. And it's factually proven that I did not ask to have my shoes tied. It was a random act of kindness by a marvelous man during this most joyous time of year. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages, which you have left, are presented by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Just visit cityofbostoncu.com, the City of Boston Credit Union. Uniquely Boston, here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages we have for you this morning.
Tuesday, 3:19 p.m.
Has anyone told LB that the beer fairy is not real? No? All right, well, don't ruin the surprise for him. It's the magic of all year.
End of message.
The beer fairy.
Tuesday, 3:40 p.m.
Hey, Edelman, you know how Frank Tocchi said that your father told you that words without actions are just words? Well, half attempts without receptions are just half attempts.
End of message.
I tell you, I feel like people were all over Bubs over bad hands on Monday night, but I feel like a couple of those balls were not really catchable balls. Great coverage by the Ravens.
It's what happens when you're the best receiver on the team.
Yeah.
Then they expect
every single
amazing
thing is, yeah, every time.
No one talks about the fact that he had 7 grabs for like 70-some yards.
Yeah. And I mean, Brady was...
It was a big part of that win.
Brady was pissed and was berating him on that route, but I don't necessarily know, because we were talking yesterday about the fact that he stopped or he slowed down, but he was also kind of held up there a little bit. I don't know that was entirely his fault. I mean, if Tom's yelling at you publicly, I'm sure you just say, yes, it's my fault, and I apologize, Mr. Brady.
You don't even look him in the eye.
Right?
Like when I scored on my own goal and you go in after the first period, Terry O'Reilly standing in front of you, lighting you up, you're just staring at the ground.
Tuesday, 6:04 p.m.
Hey, Kanye, I heard you went to New York looking for a therapist. Best thing you could come up with is Trump. Oh, okay, wow.
End of message.
I would have liked to have been there for that conversation.
Right?
Like, every topic that Trump brought up probably somehow came back to Kanye. Like, he was talking...
He spelled China wrong.
He was talking to him about cyberbullying. Mm-hmm. Am I missing something? I mean, that's like a grown man. Is it because he's being cyberbullied?
Of course.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, everybody's probably calling...
What's that? Yeah, her thing was cyberbullying.
So maybe he's looking for a job through Melania.
He's going to be secretary of the anti-bullying czar.
We're going to see him in commercials. They're going to be new PSAs.
He's going to do the anti-bullying
PSAs. They're going to have to cartoonize him. So Kanye, the cuckoo bird, says...
Rob.
Tuesday, 3:16 p.m.
Believing in Santa. I love you. And I miss you.
End of message.
A lot of people not happy with the woman who emailed yesterday for what would Deacon do and her strategy when it comes to Santa Claus. And I got to tell you, after experiencing a great night with Santa last night, I agree with her husband. Nothing better than Santa Claus.
Keep the magic.
All year long, nothing better than Santa Claus.
7:17 a.m.
Oh, I just want my shoes tied for Christmas. Only my shoes tied will do.
End of message.
Yeah. I don't think it's going away, Big
You don't think so?
Nope, yeah. Never.
That's two doozies now, the shoe cup and the
right?
shoe tie.
The what?
The dip.
The dip
oh, the dip.
Cup.
Thanksgiving.
The dip cup. Yeah. I said not to mention that.
Well, I know, but it's just legendary.
Okay. I asked you not to call yourself daddy, too, but you kept doing that.
I asked it that. I think there's 2 weeks. We have 2 weeks off, so over Christmas, everybody will forget about the shoes.
Tuesday, 8:40 a.m.
Greg, how do you not remember Jamie Collins blocking that punch? That thing was awesome. Did it happen in the third quarter? Had you already left in your Escalade?
End of message.
I forgot, totally forgot about Jamie Collins pulling off that move. But that thing is a highlight. That's a highlight for the ages.
You bet.
From Monday night, vaulting over the center like that, blocking that field goal.
Tuesday, 8:51 a.m.
Do you, Ozzy, take Sharon to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Just on the way over, it was some, I can't stand the sight of him, the grumpy loser!
Like
I can't stand him.
You may not kiss the bride.
End of message.
Ozzy and Sharon renewing their vows because Ozzy was cheating with a hairdresser.
Allegedly.
So then you go and renew your vows.
Yeah.
That's the way.
And you got to do that. That's how you make up for it.
You have to cough up for a whole nother wedding for $100,000 or whatever.
Anthony Weiner has to go to sex rehab. Ozzy gets to renew his vows.
5:56 a.m.
Hey, Greg, I was happy to learn yesterday that you are only an honorary firefighter because, let's face it, there's no way you could fit in a set of turnout gear that they wear. The only hose you'd be able to use is a garden hose because that's all your little hands could handle. And you would probably not want to wear the boots they wear because you would want to wear your loafers or boat shoes, whatever you want to call them. Greg, stick to the radio.
End of message.
As a member, I would just like to point out, as a member of the Professional Firefighters Union of Massachusetts.
Honorary member.
If called upon to serve, I would.
Yeah.
If there's a five alarmer and somebody needs my help, I'm there.
I'm going to strike that box.
I'm going to get one of those sirens in my vehicle.
Oh,
like the volunteer firemen have.
Monkey, flip on the wigwags. Let's get to that scene quickly.
6:15 a.m.
6:55, coming up at 6:57. What I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do at 7:20 and 8:05. It's now 6:57, and coming up at 6:59, we will tell you what we will be doing at 7:03.
End of message.
Why don't people like teases?
That was on point.
Don't they want to know what's coming up on the show?
I guess I can
never tell you.
You know what it is?
I'm just trying to alert you about what we're going to talk about later, so you know.
I think it's our length of time per show listeners that get frustrated with it because some people dip in and out and they're like, well, wait, what time are you doing this?
They don't know
because they haven't checked into the show yet. They're just tuning in. Meanwhile, people have been here since 6. They're like, we get it. You're going to do How Creepy Is It at 7:20.
Yeah,
okay,
no, I mean, listen, I'm very thankful for those of you who can listen to the majority of the 4 hours, but there are many people who can only listen to 12, 13 minutes.
That's because you have no content. That's why you have to keep teasing everything. You're filling the time with teases.
That's the way it goes.
6:17 a.m.
Well, Johnny, to the principal's office, please.
Johnny, come on in here. Well, have a seat. Yeah, put your backpack right down on the chair. Okay, you know why I called you to the principal's office?
That backpack. It's made out of plastic, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to charge you a tax because the backpack is made out of plastic.
It's the new Star Wars Rogue One. Best backpack ever.
End of message.
Tell you what, the critics really love the new Star Wars movie, which opens up on Friday. It's all positive reviews.
Ew.
All positive reviews.
6:18 a.m.
Hey, Hillman, it's Dylan. I have a joke for you. Where does Frosty the Snowman keep his money? In a snowbank. Adios, amigos.
End of message.
I needed that today. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you. That was excellent.
Kids say the darndest things.
It's snowbank. Did you get that off of popsicle stick?
Kids say the darndest things.
6:18 a.m.
Look, we've been talking about raising the marijuana age to 25 because he says that's when the brain is fully grown.
Look at LB. He's 50-something, and his brain's still ain't going yet.
End of message.
Yeah. Senate President Rosenberg wants to now raise the legal age for marijuana here in Massachusetts to 25. Yeah. We were talking about it going up to 21 yesterday.
I'd be fine with the smoking age going to 21 and doing 21 across the board for alcohol, pot, and tobacco.
21.
Yeah, 21 across the board.
You think 25 is ridiculous?
I don't know if it's ridiculous, but I think you'd have a better time getting a universal 21 versus 18, 21, 25.
I mean, both of those things, alcohol kills brain cells, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Marijuana, not good for your, it's not good for your brain.
I mean, don't start an argument.
Where do you want to start with what's not good for you? You know
what? What do you say? What are you saying?
I'm not a doctor, but I would consult.
I think
physicians.
They've proven that
they didn't have it
cells.
Medically, given to people because it was detrimental to their health. So I think there's a lot to find out about cannabis use and about different things that it's going to help. I think it's going to cure cancer. So to say that I get for maybe younger kids and brain development, but to just say that it's not good for your brain, I don't think works.
Yeah. I think it's risk versus reward in that kind of a scenario. The reward for treating certain diseases may outweigh the risk. I don't think you can not say that there isn't some sort of inherent risk in using
it. Well, we're talking
about risk in driving your car.
But you have to drive your car. I mean, we're talking about recreational use. That's what these people are talking. They're not talking about medical marijuana. They're talking about recreational use, But listen, I mean, I think that
it's a plant. It's fine. Leave it alone.
I think the dilly dallying around, trying to deny that the voters overwhelmingly chose to legalize it is useless. I mean, but it's typical for this state. I mean, we voted like 10 years ago, and they still have yet to acknowledge that we voted for that.
Right.
I mean, the voters, this is the most amazing thing. The voters overwhelmingly said, yes, income tax cannot be higher than 5%. And they said, no.
No.
6:44 a.m.
And it's talking about the pot plants in China. I see no problem with 3- and 4-year-olds rearing them, seeing that if they're from China, 3- and 4-year-olds are probably making them.
End of message.
That's probably true. Probably true. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.